Welcome, everybody. Shakti Activators. October 11th, Day of Mastery 11, Walking the Soul 1, Mastery 11, Walking our soul, walking with the souls of the Ascended Masters, walking with the higher frequencies, walking with the light of our own soul. October 11th, 2011, 10-11-11. 10 being the number of the radiant body. So we're moving into the radiance today. We are moving into the radiance of fire energy, Agni energy. We've got the Aries full moon, fire, fire, fire. And we have a lot of planets lined up with this Aries full moon. So we're going to open up to the frequency of what this potential energy, what this fire energy is, and what the frequencies are that are coming through. We're talking about the solar portals that are lining up now and nearing the end of the Mayan calendar, the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar. What these fire energies mean and what they are and how to work with them. So today we have what's called a dragon's fire moon, full moon, dragon fire moon. So it's a powerful full moon. And this full moon is really about clearing out the frustrations of our individual ego levels and uniting as a whole humanity and moving into that primal feeling, that primordial feeling, like going into the depths of the crystalline center of the earth, where there's where the pulsations, the primal pulsations of life are moving forward and bringing life to the whole planet and out and connecting through the center out onto the surface of the planet and up, connecting with the sun and up to the center of the galaxy. So this is a very powerful energy to align with, to move with, to understand. So we have this fire dragon full moon. We have the Agni. Agni is the holy fire, like tapa. So in yoga, when you teach yoga or you do your yoga, and you're breathing the fire breath, and you're chanting with power, and you're moving your spine and your spinal flex, you're generating tapa. And tapa is that fire energy that burns away the dross, burns away the lower frequencies. So we can get into those purified rays of light, move into that place where the light is pure, where the light is lighter, where it's more fun, and you have more freedom. We're moving into that freedom of the flow of light and away from the heaviness. And as humanity, we see just how the fire is starting to move people in the Occupy Wall Street, and people are coming out of their houses. Maybe they don't even know specifically what the common goal is, but people are uniting. They're getting away from their TVs, and they're out into the streets, and it's beautiful. So it really is that the fire coming up from the center of the earth and moving people into action. So what are we moving into with this Agni, this sacred fire? Where is this sacred fire taking us, and what is this Agni, this sacred fire, and why is this such a powerful, pivotal point in this, the end of the ninth wave history, or her story? So what we're looking for, where this fire is leading us, is to finding the Holy Grail. And what is the Holy Grail? The Holy Grail is the chalice. The chalice that holds the Agni, the sacred fire. And what does the chalice represent? Beautiful divine goddesses. I know we have gods on the line too, but the chalice, the Holy Grail is the chalice that holds the sacred flame of the divine feminine. And that's what's getting just deeply connected with the center of the earth, activated up through the crystalline structures, and coming up through people. People are starting to move. It's the activation, the fire inside the chalice representing the divine feminine, the cup, the sacred circle, is being lit right now. The torch, the fire-bearer torch of the divine feminine, is being lit at this time from the earth herself and from the ascended masters who are meeting deep inside this portal of light, deep inside the crystalline frequency inside the center of the earth. So the ascended masters, or this, we talked about light having intelligence. The ascended masters who work with the intelligence of light, the fire of light, have a plan. There is a plan, as we've been talking about, the, what the Aquarian Age means and what the Mayan shamans tell us, and what these different pathways that are laid out tell us, that this is a portal time and that there is a plan that's being held by these ascended masters. They are holding the flame of this light. And so at this time, with this full moon in Aries, we're going to talk about how we can align with that sacred light to go beyond, burn up the dross or the lower frequencies of anything that doesn't serve humanity. And for us personally, what's just kind of more of an ego base or something that's holding us back from expressing ourselves. So how can we aid humanity? What's the greater purpose here? Into the shift of confidence, and how can we use the power of the heart and our mind to bring about this transformation? So this inner fire can shift us into these higher frequencies. So we're working with the inner fire, the Agni, the Tapa, to reunite, to renew that greater sense of purpose, to expand our consciousness and awareness, to connect with the fire of the ascended masters, so we're not just kind of dragging through the day or just dragging through our duties that we have to take care of, going to the work, or for me, I had to take my car to get fixed today for the second time. It wasn't fixed the first time. So, you know, that's boring. How can we move into being ignited by the fire that's being held by the ascended masters that are taking humanity to a higher frequency? That's where we want to be. That's where the excitement is, the purity, the love, the connection, the freedom. We want to move into that place. So that's what we're talking about today with all of this fire energy. So what we have on this, being initiated on this very significant day, this holy grail, this finding, not searching for the holy grail, but today we're finding the holy grail day. We have Mars. And so Mars in Aries, Mars has to do with desire, right? What do you desire? So it's the desire energy that burns through us. So this is a day when we can look and say, and we can shift our desire away from like, okay, I want ice cream, or I want this, or I want that, or I want these new clothes. That's all fine, but we know that those are finite or limited desires. Ultimately, they don't take us to the next transformational level. So this is a day with Mars, which has to do with the personality level or individual desires. Mars can help us enter into the arena of light where we can shift our desire to a higher level. So Mars in Aries can help us, is about the shift of our desires. Then we have the next planet that we're dealing with, the fire, and this is Mercury, which has to do with the mind. So we've got Mars, which is desire, the personality level. Now we've got Mercury in Aries, which has to do with the mind. So Mercury can take us on that soul level, shifting our mind to the level of the soul, negative, positive, neutral mind, taking us into that neutral mind, into the illumined mind, the fourth ray, which is the level, the heart chakra, combining the mind with the heart, the level of the fourth ray, the illumined mind, so that we come into harmony with the greater purpose, come into harmony as a unity, where we're moving into unity consciousness. So we're not just in our own mind thinking whatever our own thoughts are. We're having thoughts of unity, thoughts of connection, thoughts of expansion, and that's what we're doing on this call right now. And through this expansion of the mind with the Mercury energy, we can move into being shown solutions to the conflicts in the world around us. And out of this connection with our mind, the higher, using our illumined mind, we can bring our peace, our frequency, to bring harmony out of the chaos, out of the conflict that humanity is experiencing and has been experiencing through this whole last cycle, 5,125-year cycle. And then we have Uranus, which also is in Aries. So Uranus is the electric fire. Uranus is the spiritual will. Uranus is the will to function with intelligence. So Uranus combines the spiritual will with intelligence in action. So how can we move forward with this higher intelligence, with this intelligence of ascension, with this intelligence of mastery? And how do we connect that with our intuition? And how can we implement this higher purpose on the planet at this time? How can we create a positive action that will affect the whole? Where is the action that comes out of unity consciousness? So we've got our desire, our personality level, our Mars. We've got Mercury. We've got our higher purpose and our ideals with Uranus. So we've got the desire and directing the desire to the Holy Grail, directing the mind to the Holy Grail, directing our thoughts and ideals, our Uranus, to the higher purpose of the experience of uniting humanity for a higher purpose, so that we're serving the good of all, and there's a consciousness that we're one humanity, and we can know, we can feel and know what the intelligence of light, what the higher purpose is, what the ascension frequency is, what the divine plan is that's going to take us into the consciousness of unity, that freedom from everything that's been painful on this planet, the wars and the destruction and all that we don't need to go into. But this is the moment when we can unite with whatever you want to call it. Some people call it the army of light. I don't particularly like that term. Some people call it the hierarchy of light. I feel that there's an equality, but there's a union. There's an opportunity in this moment to unite our consciousness with these ascension frequencies that are coming up, meeting up from the crystalline frequency in the center of the earth and down through the center of the galactic core. And these frequencies are meeting us with our lumen selves, with our minds, with our desire bodies, so that we become the flame of transformation that spreads out, and we become a light that unites humanity for this higher purpose. And the higher purpose is to connect with what the plan is, what the next step in ascension is, what the 10th wave is, what the end of the Mayan calendar and the new beginning is. So this is the moment of uniting with that greater wave that the ascended masters say, okay, we've been meditating, you know, in caves and in other dimensions for the last 26,000 years or however long, and now we're sending our light onto the planet, and you can unite with this light, and you can become, hold the ascension frequencies in this moment. In this moment, the question to ask is, what would a master do? As you know, I talk to people on Skype mostly and help them move into the higher frequencies and shed light on their personal situations. And the question I was thinking about different people's situations and questions, and you know, what I came to was, no matter what your earthly situation is, remember that the earth plane is a place where we're learning. It's not a perfected planet at this moment. So the question, with all the frustrations and individual situations and things that we all have to handle, and people that annoy us, and whatever shows up on your Saturn experience, we also have Saturn influence now. The question to ask from the illumined mind is, what would a master do? How would a master handle this? And just start treating yourself from this day forward that you are the master. This is the 11th day. Step into your mastery today. Find the Holy Grail within your own mind. Find the illumined mind within your own self. Let that Agni, the fire of consciousness, burn in the chalice of the Divine Feminine in your own heart. And open up your heart to the problems within yourself and humanity. And let the purity of that flame show you what's a way to bring harmony in different situations. Maybe it's just deep breathing when you're at home, so people around you will entrain to that deeper breath. I'm not sure exactly what it is in every moment for you, but this is the moment, this is the day, when you can really claim your mastery. The masters are waiting for you. You don't have to go through years and years of more yoga practice and more sitting in bound lotus pose, chanting by yourself. This is the moment that the ascended masters have opened up the gates and said, join us, be with us. You're now one of us. You're now ready. So with this full moon in Aries, and with this fire energy of these planets that are here with us today, with Aries, with this beginning, it's a new beginning. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. We have Mars, we have Mercury, and we have Uranus, and they're burning with that illumined flame that unites humanity and lifts humanity into a higher consciousness, that consciousness that people start to experience, that when we unite together, we can find a way out. Together we can find the higher plan. Together we can walk up the mountain and sit with the ascended masters in perfect peace and harmony and bliss and joy, and know those 25 qualities of the mind of God. We can know that we're self-generating. We can know that we are part of the divine spirit, that we are God, Goddess, incarnate. So this is the day to move into and claiming your mastery. Hold on to the Holy Grail and know that you have now grasped it. Reach out and grab it and bring it to your mouth and drink. Drink of the flame of illumination and light the Agni, the fire in your body, your Kundalini, and to breathe into that and feel that warmth move into the cell, every cell of your whole body. Let that fire, let the warmth of that fire regenerate you in this moment. If there's any place in your own body that you feel needs regeneration or needs healing or has tension, drink of that Agni, drink of the Holy Grail, hold the chalice to your lips, and let it fill you with this light, and let yourself be healed, and walk as a master, and as you are healed, and you breathe in that dragon breath fire, you breathe in that Agni, know that you have the power to transform yourself, and hold that flame of unity for all of humanity to feel this next step that's been laid out for thousands of years for us to walk into. We only have to walk into it with our breath. We have to walk into it with our illumined mind. We have to walk into it with higher desires. We have to strongly desire this illumined flame, strongly desire this shift into unity consciousness, strongly direct your mind into illumined thoughts, and strongly feel the electric spiritual will of Uranus moving you into action, connected with your intuition. You'll know what to do. You'll know here know how to carry this flame forth and to be a master, and to now you are holding the talus, the flame of Agni, burning in your hands. And as we activate that, we're going to activate that with a Hara, with a Hari Nam. Hari, Hari, Hari Nam. So as you chant the Hari, pull at your navel center and pull your root and bring that fire, bring that flame into each cell of your body so that you are regenerated, you are rejuvenated, and you join this ascension frequency of the immortal masters, and you move into that cave of the illumined beings, and the cave being the temple, being your own body. So feel this fire come into your body and feel this presence as you chant the Hara mantra.
Hari Nam, Han, 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 Hari Nam, Han, 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 Hari Nam, Han, 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 Hari Nam. Hari Nam.
Body, but it's your whole body. And Nam, name it. What is it that you want to bring forth? What do you feel? Feel the light. Feel the light in your own body first for rejuvenation. Hadi, Hadi, activate it. Hadi, activate the light. And name it. And then name it. Rejuvenation. Unity, direction, connection with the infinite. I claim my mastery. I claim the light of my soul in my body at this time. I claim the unity frequency of ascension, the ascended masters in my body at this time. So name it and claim it. That's Hari and Nam. That's what this chant is. You name it and you claim it and you activate it. So you activate it and you name it and claim it. We're grabbing the chalice. The Holy Grail has been found. We'll just do that for a couple more minutes. And really, you're doing great. Really move into this and feel it. This is the moment.
Harina, 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 Har
Inhale, pull in the light into every cell of your body. Rejuvenate into your immortal self. And exhale, let the warmth of the flame flow through you, ignite you, as today we have the threefold flame, and we are moving today, this day, we are moving from the pain of the Trinity as being represented by the cross or the crucifixion or suffering of martyrdom into the divine feminine. The threefold flame is the triangle, which is the symbol for the divine feminine that burns in the chalice that we're holding. This is the day that we move when we are now burning. We're now releasing the symbolism of pain and suffering, of the power over, the lording it over, the sinful, the Eve eating the apple. This is the day that we take back the Trinity, the triangle, as the symbol of the divine feminine, bringing light and unity for everyone onto the planet. So this is the day we reclaim the threefold flame as that which brings light and hope and blessing and happiness and divine direction, so people know where to go for hope. People know how to find the light, and that we become the light, and everybody can find the light of unity, the light of forgiveness, the light of connection. So inhale that. Hold the torch in your own consciousness, in your illumined mind, with the energy of Mars, Mercury, and Uranus, and let it go. And know you have become that. And know that you walk in the next step that you take in your mastery today, October 11th, 2011. And take a breath and feel what we felt at the beginning of the call. Everybody breathing together, feel that unity consciousness of our Shakti activation group, and feel that flame of that unity consciousness, that ascension frequency, the higher light, rippling out to all of humanity. A warm glow like an orange sunset. The light of the sun lighting up the whole horizon for all to see. And letting it go. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. That was wonderful. If anybody would like to share anything, you can. We have a couple more minutes before we need to close. Or you can just be with this powerful, powerful initiation today. The floor is open. Sky is open. Our hearts are open. It's all open.
Satnam, this is Dave Sarup.
Satnam, Dave Sarup. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I was at a retreat in Portugal. I guess it was 4 years ago or something. And in meditation, I saw the chalice being handed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if I was supposed to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't reach out to take it. And I was wondering recently about if I should have reached out and taken it. And this is so beautiful because it's given me that guidance to reach out and take it.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Yes, I feel that so much. Thank you. Yes.
I wasn't sure whether, you know, when I first saw it, I didn't know if it was like that you weren't supposed to grab at it, you know, if it was just supposed to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And then just recently it was like, but I think I should have reached out and taken it. But maybe
mm-hmm.
it's all in divine time anyway, and that it was meant to just be the way it was when it was that, and now it's taking it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've been holding the form has been there, and now you're embodying. Taking it means embodying that form and becoming the threefold divine feminine flame of life burning within us. So yeah, I feel that your embrace of that now.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel that embrace in your heart, like
mm-hmm.
emerging with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that what you're feeling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Anybody else feeling that? I'm definitely feeling the whole group energy merging with that flame right now. I don't know why we're getting an echo, but maybe it's good. It's echoing out to the whole world. Excellent. Would anybody else like to share anything?
Sadnam, just what you said, echoing it out to the whole world.
I like that, actually. Like, I don't know why we're getting this echo. Okay, we're just echoing it out to the whole world. Somebody's got to do it. Well, might as well be the Shakti Activation Group. Echoing out the talus, the Agni, to the whole group, to the whole world, from our group, and from others also, but I like that. Beautiful. Okay, well, we're almost done with our time together, so anybody else want to share before we complete this current mission for the day, which was so powerful? It's a powerful day. Thank you, everybody. It was just great to be with.
I just want to say thank you with gratitude.
Oh, thank you, Marie. Thank you. I feel the flame of your love.
Mm.
Thank you. So nice. So powerful.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I do feel the Ascended Masters, Yogi Bhajan and Babasri Chan, that are here with us are also... I actually feel their arms out giving us a big hug. I feel like kind of a big group hug is what I'm feeling right now. Does everybody feel that? Instead of like kind of like a, you know, bowing with the Satnam, I feel like a big group, like arms out, you know, like a big group hug. That's what I'm feeling. So I love the group unity we got into today. And so this week, ask the light. Think like a master, talk like a master, walk like a master. You are the master.
Wow.
So this is what you can be with this week, and if you want, you can journal about it and email me how you're experiencing this threefold activation. And that would be great if you want to just notice how this is showing up for you and share that with me. And we're reinstating the Goddess Calls on Thursdays. And I will look forward to our continued flow of light, love, flaming love, alive love, divine activation, and communication and Shakti activation.
Mm-hmm.
All of it! So we'll all be together in our meditations until we talk again. Thank you, everybody.
Satnam, thank you.
Satnam, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.